We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Kuf Tes. We were in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the top of page Kuf Lamed Ches, which is the page after 274. The Mechaber told us yesterday that one who comes into shul and finds the tzibur davening, if he's able to start and finish before the shul tzibur gets the kedusha or kaddish, then he should start davening. And if not, he shouldn't daven. Unless the time of tefillah obviously is going to pass, then he should daven right away. And then the Mechaber told us that if he comes into shul after Kedusha, if he's able to start and finish before the Shliat Tzibur gets the modem, then he could daven by himself and reach them at modem. And if not, he should not daven. Continues the Mechaber on the very top of Kuf Lamed Ches. V'hu adin im yochol lahagia l'modem o la'achas mehabrachos sheshochim bohem kishiyagia Shliat Tzibur l'modem yispalel. Even if he can't finish his whole entire silent Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliat Tzibur gets the modim, but he could reach modim together with the chazan, or he can reach one of the other brachos in which we bow at the same time the Shliat Tzibur gets the modim, then he could start davening now as well, because he'll be bowing at modim. V'im tzarech lahasil kedei lismoch geula l'tfila, and if he has to start early because he has to be masmich geula l'tfila, we'll see exactly what the scenario is shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. V'nizdamin lo shemagia shliat tzibur l'modim keshu ba'achas me'abrochos be'emtza'a, and Hashkocha has it that when the shliat tzibur reaches modim, he's in the middle of one of the brachos. Yishcha imo, he can bow with the shliat tzibur in the middle of his bracha. Aval imhu b'tchilasa o b'sofa lo yishcha. But if when the chazan reaches modim, you're in the beginning of a bracha or the end of a bracha, you should not bow. She'ein shochim b'tchilas bracha o b'sofa elo b'avos o b'hoda'a. There are only two brachos that we bow in the beginning and at the end, and that is the bracha of avos, the first bracha, and the bracha of hoda'a, where we bow by modim. And those two brachos are the only ones you could bow in the beginning and the end. But any other bracha, you could bow in the middle. So if the chazan reaches modim, and you're either at a time when you're supposed to bow, or you're in the middle of a bracha, so then you could bow with the tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're up to Sifkaton Ches. Sheshochen Bahem. We said if you reach with the Shliat Tzibur modim, or you are at one of the other brachos in which we bow, then you bow together with the Tzibur at modim. V'afal pi shelo yochol lomar modim derabbanan Shliat Tzibur omrim. And if you get to one of the other brachos that you bow in, so even though you could bow with the Tzibur, but you can't say modim derabbanan with the Tzibur, ein b'kach klum, we're not concerned about that, it's not a problem. Kevan sheshoche imohem, since you're bowing with them, it's okay even though you're saying nothing. V'zeh mutter afilu l'chavchila, and this is permissible even l'chavchila. Ach yitzamtzim shebircha shomei atfilu yomar im ha-shliat tzibur b'shove uki l'kamon b'sif beiz. But you should make sure that you're saying the bracha of shomei atfilu together with the shliat tzibur, like we'll see shortly in sif beiz. Sif Koton Tes says, if you had to start Shemoneh Esrei in order to be somebody like Ulu Tfilah, Pirish, Sheta the Omer Ad Gal Yisrael, you really should have waited by Shira Chadasha, but you accidentally went weiter and finished all the way through the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Shememela Mechuyav Hasmech La Tfilah Miyad. Memela, because you have to be somebody like Ulu Tfilah, you're required to then start Shemoneh Esrei right away. V'hu adin imitzat sha'asha overes, or if the time is passing, you're going to miss zman tefillah, so you're mechuyev lamo tekev l'espal, therefore you have to start davening right away. The ilav hachi, because if not so, that you have to start davening right away because of sos zman tefillah, or because you have to be somek ulu tefillah, if not for that, sorv l'chavchila l'hamtem mishum kedusha b'shira chadasha. Otherwise, you really should wait till after kedusha by shira chadasha, u'kumosha kasav v'simen samavav sivtes. But we said if you do start Shemoneh Esrei for one of these reasons, when you really ideally don't want to start, so then you could still bow if you are at in the middle of one of the brachos when he gets the modim. Yishcha imo sivkaton yud ve'eno omer az modim. Since you're in the middle of a different bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, you're obviously not going to say modim. Va'ashechiyahu kedei shelo yeh nira kekofe b'misha atzibur meshtachavim lo. And the reason why you're bowing, even though you're not saying modim, is again, like we mentioned yesterday a few times, you don't want it to appear that you are denying the person, the one, that the tzibur is bowing down to. You don't want to be denying Hashem. And therefore, if everyone's bowing, you join the bowing. If you're in the middle of a bracha, umikom makom eino muchrach lo lahaskel miyad. However, if you are not forced into starting right away, because it's not so sman tefillah, or it is not that you made a mistake and finished up till Gal Yisrael, you have to be masmegula tefillah. Lo huter lo lahaskel hatefillah. You are not allowed to start your davening al dash yishcha beemtza habrachos. This is a backup plan that you're going to bow in the middle of your bracha. It's a backup plan when you were forced into starting Shemoneh Esrei when you shouldn't have been starting. But otherwise, this is not lechatchila. Even though you are allowed to bow in the middle of all the brachos, like we'll see later on in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Mishum Deshema Yishkach Milishkos. The concern is that if you try to do this lechatchila, you might forget to bow. Since normally you don't bow at that time, you're not really required to bow at that time in general, so you may forget to bow at that time. And if you overly focus on remembering to bow at that point with the tzibur, we're worried it might throw off your tefillah, you might not have any kavana. And therefore, this is only a backup plan if you have to start Shemoneh Esrei. So then, if you are in the middle of a bracha, when he reaches modem, you bow, but it's not a plan lechavchila. We're too concerned that either you'll forget to bow, or if you remember to bow, you lose your kavana in Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Imastil lehispalel im shliach tzibur. If one started to daven Shemoneh Esrei together with the chazan, kishyagia im shliach tzibur lenakdishcha, when a person reaches Kedusha with the Chazan, Yomar Imo Mila B'Mila Kol HaKedusha Kemoshu Omer. You say word for word with the Shatzibur exactly what he is saying. V'chein Yomar Imo Mila B'Mila Birchas HaKel HaKadosh. You also say word for word with the Chazan the entire bracha that the Chazan says of HaKel HaKadosh. U'Birchas Shomea Tfila. You also say word for word together the bracha of Shomea Tfila. You also try to work it out that when the Shliach Tzibur gets the modem, you're also reaching modem. Or the end of the bracha of modem, in order that you should be able to bow together with the Shliach Tzibur at modem. Says the Ramah, Aval lechatchilo lo yasil ar achar sheomar kedusha v'akel hakadosh. But says the Rama, this thing that the Mechaber is saying is only a din b'dieved. Lechatchilo, you should not start Shemoneh Esrei after you hear kedusha and akel hakadosh from the Chazan. Elishim hutzroch lahaschil mikoa shasha overes. Only if you have to start davening, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah previously, because sof zman tefillah is quickly approaching. Oh, kedei lismo gula tefillah, you're accidentally finished till God Yisrael, so you have to start Shemoneh Esrei to imas megula tefillah dina hachi. This that the Mechaber is telling us, says the Rama, is a backup plan. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkaton Yun Aleph, mila b'mila pirish. Sheyomar imo nikadesh and ledor vador. You say the entire kedusha word for word with the chazan. The first line nikadesh till the very last sentence of ledor vador. Ad hakel hakadosh till the end of the bracha. The achakach yispalel bifnei atzmo, and then you daven by yourself. Im yuchal l'sayim kodem shegia shliatzibur l'siyum shomei atfila. You can daven by yourself if the chazan is going slowly. If you know you'll finish your Shemoneh Esrei before he gets to shomei atfila, so you'll be able to answer amei to shomei atfila. Ubetaynes tzibur lo yomar im shliatzibur aneinu bracha bifnei atzmo. If it is a fast day, and the Shliach Tzibur is saying a bracha, a special bracha, an independent bracha of Aneinu, like the Chazan does, you should not say it with him. V'afilu b'mincha, even if it's at mincha where everyone is saying Aneinu, you still don't say it as an independent bracha with the Chazan. Elo b'shomea tfila kiyachid. But rather, you would skip the bracha that he's saying with Aneinu, and you would say it the way a regular yachid says it in the middle of shomea tfila. Says note number 20. If you look at note number 20, the last paragraph, Misha noeg lehispalo nusach Ashkenaz, a person whose custom is to daven nusach Ashkenaz, umispalo tfilas lachash yachad im shatz hamispalo nusach svard. So you came late to a nusach svard shul, you daven nusach Ashkenaz, o lehepach, or the opposite. So Ruchayim Kineski says, sha'arach harei kedusha, ubirchas hakel hakodesh yispalo kamo hashatz. You should daven word for word the nusach of the chazan, even if it's not your nusach, through kedusha till the bracha of hakel hakodesh. Ula achar mikain, and then says Ruchayim Kineski, after Kedusha, where you're davening a little more on your own, yachol lehispalel kafi hanusach shelo, you could switch back to your regular nusach. V'das agonu shalom zalman orbach, sha'af l'achar ha-kedusha mutav shiyamshich kafi nusach hashatz. Shalom zalman says, no, even after Kedusha, you should stick with the nusach of the Shliach Tzibur. Skip down to note 21, the last paragraph of the page, of the side, on the right side. Utfilo sheyesh b'hem birchas kohanim. If there is a tfilo that has birchas kohanim in it, im higia im hashatz b'shove l'siyam birchas hatov shimcha ulochon el lehodos. you reach the end of the bracha v'atov shimcha together with the chazan, so kasu v'shazan shuv v'shever alevi, and the Or Letzion, and Agon HaShem Zaman Orbach, shetzarech lahamdim v'lanos amen acharei shlosha psukei birchas kohanim. They say, even though you're davening with the Shia Tzibur, for the Birchas Kohanim, you don't say it, you wait for the Chazan to say it, and you answer Amen to the Birchas Kohanim. The host of Agon HaShem Zaman Orbach, Shekein Kosev Rabbeinu Avram Ben Arama Meshem Oviv. So that's opinion number one. Meidach, on the other hand, Ta'as HaChazon Ish, She'oser Lanos Amen Al Birchas Kohanim. If you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei, you can't answer Amen to Birchas Kohanim. Ach lahafsik kedei lishmoa Birchas Kohanim, but to pause in order to hear Birchas Kohanim, there the Chazon Ish says, She'im rotze lahafsik muterlo. If you want, you could stop and listen. Ach eino chayev. You're not mechuyev to, and you don't have to stop at Birchas Kohanim. V'lomar elokeinu v'elokeh v'oseinu baruchinu v'avruchah mishuleshes. To say the introduction to the Birchas Kohanim with the Chazan, the Shlomo Zalman Rabbah says, shelo nohogin lomar im hashatz. Even if you're davening together with the shatz, the minhag is not for you to say that with the Shliach Tzibur. Fine. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berura, Sifkaton Yud Beis.
He's talking about a real Birchas Kohanim, right? He's not talking about to stop like by our Birchas Kohanim before we say every day to say Amen, is he?
I thought that he was. I thought that he was. I was understanding it that he was talking about the Birchas Kohanim the way that we say it. I'm not sure why, if there would be a difference.
Well,
Let's say he's talking about real Birchas Kohanim. So then our Birchas Kohanim, the way we have it, on a regular Shacharis, so the din would be different?
Well, maybe one's more...
So what would we say? You would say that when we're with the Chazan?
No.
You're not saying that. Right, so...
Not to say it.
You're saying only by when the Kohanim are saying on Birchas Kohanim, not when the Chazan is saying it. It's not clear. Tefillah she'eshu in Birchas Kohanim. I don't know if that means Shacharis every day, the Birchas Kohanim, the Chazan says, or it means a day that there's really duchening going on. So it's every day anyway. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. I'm not sure. Sifkaton Yud Beis. So the Mechaber told us that you should say Mila for Mila with the Chazan through Birchas Hakel HaKadosh and the Bracha of Shomei Tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, Birchas Hakel HaKadosh, Pirish. You should be mechavein these two brachos of Akela Kadosh and Shomei HaTfilah to finish together with the Chazan. And then you won't require to say Amen to these brachos, just like the Chazan, when he's saying the bracha, he's not mechuyev to answer. So too, if you're saying it with the Chazan, you're not mechuyev to answer either. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, we said you also should be mechavein that when the Shliach Tzibur reaches modem, you're also reaching modem. Ayin la'el b'sifkaton Yud Aleph. Look what we just mentioned before, a couple of sifkatons before in Yud Aleph, that we said you should finish Shmoneh Esrei before he gets to Shomei HaTfilah. U'b'sefer Mogen Giborim Kosev de Tov Yoser. A better etzah is le'espalel mila b'mila le'kayim shchia v'ameinah mishi yamar le'espalel ad shelo yegia Shliach Tzibur l'modem. He says the better etzah than rushing your tefillah to get the Shomei HaTfilah and modem to answer to the Chazan, better is to continue with the Chazan word for word so you don't have to rush. So this way you're there for all the amenim and you're there for all the bowings. The chay mash b'sefer el yiraba that you shouldn't rush a Shemoneh Esrei to finish before he gets to Shomei HaTfilah, but rather you should just daven word for word with the Chazan. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Yud Aleph on the Ramah. The Ramah said that which the Mechaber is saying is all din b'dieved. But luchatchilo, you should not start your Shemoneh Esrei until after kedusha and Akel HaKadosh. You should not start with the Chazan. The whole din of starting with the Chazan is only b'dieved. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Aleph, u'b'sefer el yiraba herich mikama poskim. The Yiraba brings down from many poskim da'afilu luchatchilo mutter lahaschil im hashliach tzibur b'shoveh. Not like the Ramah, it's not b'dieved, that it's even the chatchila to start together with the Chazan. V'ayin b'chay odom shemashma minei. Look in the chay odom where it's masha from him. The alkol ponim b'shachris b'vadayish lahokil b'zeh. At the very least, by shachris, for sure you could be lenient about this. Kidei shelo yitztarech lahamtin kokal b'shira chadasha. Because by shachris, you're pausing in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma by Shomei HaTfilah for a long time, and therefore certainly there At least it's better to start with the chazan. Ayin sham. V'afilu b'mincha yesh l'hakel b'zeh yedei tzorach tzas. And even by mincha, you could be lenient to daven word for word with the chazan if there's a little bit of a need. Kein kosta b'sefer mogen maima Mordechai. Ukein zeh kosta b'sefer mogen giborim v'zeh l'shono. Similarly, the mogen giborim writes, and this is his words. A person who is not able to clearly evaluate that he'll be able to reach the chazan by the time the chazan gets the modim, if he waits to answer kedusha first and then he starts, he's not sure he'll be able to finish in time or reach modim with the chazan. V'shemi yisbalbel ayideze, and I might throw off his whole davening. So yochol lahaskil mashatz, he's able to start together with the shiat zibur. V'yomar imo akedusha v'chol atzvila mila b'mila, and he could daven with him the whole kedusha and the whole davening mila. Look at note number 23. When one is davening together, word for word with the shats, Kasu b'shalom shiva shalmas chayim and Igros Moshe she'enu nechshav l'tfila b'tzibur. They say davening together with the chazan is not considered tfila b'tzibur. Rak she'ma'aloso yoser me'amispal b'yichidus. It's better than davening by yourself, but it's not quite at the point of tfila b'tzibur. And Rav Moshe adds she'zu gam kavanas achazan ish. V'toma alachsam sofer shekosov shekishem mispalim mashatz b'shove harezu tfilu b'tzibur mamish. And he is bewildered by the psak of the chsam sofer that says davening with the chazan together is a kiyam of tfilu b'tzibur mamish. Urei b'shalom shuvah shevet alevi shekosov liyashev edas chsam sofer. The shevet alevi tries to answer up for the chsam sofer. Meidach, on the other hand, Urchaim Kanievsky says Shenechshak etfilas tzibur mamish. The Chaim Kanievsky says that davening with the chazan is tefilah b'tzibur. V'chein kosev hashona halachos b'das hachazan ish ukedas achsam sofer hanal. And Hashem Zalman Orbach says shenechshak etfilah b'tzibur. Hashem Zalman said it's also considered tefilah b'tzibur. Ach ein ma'losak etfilah imatzibur mamish. So it is tefilah b'tzibur, but it's not the best way to have tefilah b'tzibur. Says. What do you mean if there's 10 other people still davening? It's still not the best. It's the best. It's, we learned this to start together with 10 people. So even if someone else is davening. Right. So I guess the more people are davening, it's a little better, but it's not going to be the ultimate. Yes, Alex.
At which point is considered that you're not davening? Let's say you walk into a minyan and they already started at which point is tefillah b'tzibur or not tefillah b'tzibur anymore?
Well, yesterday we discussed the whole shiur about you have to make sure you answer Kiddush or Kaddish, so you wouldn't start. Tefillah b'tzibur, we learned earlier, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should start 10 people with the minyan. We saw from the Chazon Ish that as long as one person for the minyan is still davening and you join him, it's still considered tefillah b'tzibur. So there's certainly what to rely on, that if you join in, even at the end, when one person's still davening, it's still considered according to tefillah b'tzibur. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Yachid ha'omed b'tfilah. A yachid is davening Shmoneh Esrei. Ukishiagia lumikom kedusha, and when he reaches the point of kedusha, hayu hatzibur omrim kedusha de sidra. The tzibur got up to kedusha of avolatzion while you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you got up to kedusha in davening. The tzibur is saying kedusha of avolatzion. Eino omer kadosh imahim. You do not answer kedusha and say kadosh 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 with the tzibur. She'ena kedusha shavos. These two kedushas are not equal. You're in a kedusha Shmoneh Esrei. He's in a kedusha Valetzion. They're not equal. Don't join in the tzibur. Says the mechaber v'nirid who adinim hoyu atzibur omrim keser. The same din will apply if the tzibur is davening musaf and they're saying the kedusha of keser. She'eno omer imahim kadosh. You're davening shachris. They're davening musaf. You don't join into their kedusha. Ela yishdok v'yachave nomasha omrim. Rather, you should be silent and you should be mechaving for what they're saying. The shomei ka'ona. You should be yotzei the kedusha through shomei ka'ona, but you should not answer the kedusha of musaf when you're in the kedusha of shachris. That's what the mechaber says. But says the Rama, the Yesh Omrim the Kedushas Keser, the Hainu Kedushas Musaf. Some say the Kedusha of Keser, which is the Kedusha of Musaf. The Hayachid Mispal Shachris, and there's an individual who's davening Shachris at the same time that Tzibur is davening Musaf. Yuchal Lomar Imahem. You could answer Kedusha together with the Tzibur. The Shneim Kedusha Shmoneh Esrei v'Kedushasan Shave. They're both Kedusha Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore the Kedusha is equal. And therefore, even though by Uval Tzion, the Rama agrees you shouldn't answer when you're up to Kedusha and Shmoneh Esrei, you shouldn't answer Kedusha the Sidra of Uval Tzion. But if you're up to Kedusha of Shachris and the Tzibur say Kedusha of Musaf, that you can answer. Those are equal. V'chein nearly Iker. That appears to me the Iker Shita according to me, says the Rama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tesvav, you're up to Kedusha and Shmoneh Esrei, and they're up to Kedusha the Sidra. Hainu be'uvalatzion. They're saying kedusha of uvalatzion. V'hu adin kedushas yotzer. The same din will apply if they're saying kadosh, 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 and birchas kriyashma. You also will not say it with them if you're up to kedusha in Shemana Esrei. Sivkodon tezayin. The mechaber said the same din applies to the tzibur saying keser. They're saying kedusha of musaf, and you're up to kedusha of shachar. Mechaber said you don't answer with them. Says the mishaburin tezayin. Hainu v'nei svara. This girsa of keser is in Nusach Svard. Ula minug Ashkenaz hu Na'aritzcha. The minug Ashkenaz, we would call that Kedusha, the Kedusha of Na'aritzcha, the Kedusha of Musaf. Vitama Mechaber hu. The reason for the Mechaber that you can't join in is Mishum de'eno omer imoem be'inyan echad. Because you're not standing at this in one inyan with them. Shehem omdim be'musaf, because they're holding by Musaf hu omer b'shachris. Lo odif davarzeh mi'imheim hayu omdim oz b'kedusha desidra. It's no different than if they're holding in kedusha of valetzion and you're in shacharis. If they're in musaf and you're in shacharis, all the same. Says the mechaber, you can't join in. V'af agav da ha-ga'onim kasvu behedu de mistarif imohem. Even though the ga'onim say explicitly that you can join in with them. Svir leila ha-mechaber, the mechaber holds the ha-rashba de kasav yochid ha-omid b'tfila. That when the rashba says that line of yochid ha-omid b'tfila, polig aleihem. That the Rashba is arguing with the Gaonim. Aval harama behago svirle, but the Rama holds that Rashba lo omer elo b'kedusha desidra. That the Rama was only taking issue when it came to kedusha desidra. That's where you can't join in with the tzibur. Shehu rak sipur eich malochim makdishim. Because in kedusha of volatzion, we're not really saying our own kedusha. We're just quoting how the malochim say kedusha. Therefore, you can't compare when you're saying kedusha yourself to when you're just quoting what the malachim say when they're saying kedusha. Avol b'shtei kedushas me'inyan echad, but two kedushas in Shemoneh Esrei, which are the same inyan, it's both Klal Yisrael saying kedusha to Hashem, kigon shel shachris v'shel musaf, efshir de modi l'divrei ha-ga'onim, it could be over there, the Rashba would be modi to the ga'onim that you can in fact join in. L'kach ein livchos divreihem, therefore you shouldn't push off their words, and you can in fact join in like the Rama says. V'chein pasak aprim negodim she'ein lozes mizeh, that in fact you should answer the kedusha of musaf when you're holding by kedusha of shachris. Sivkoton yudzayin, the mishabur is going on that which the Rama said, that if the tzibur is davening musaf and the yochid is davening shachris, he could answer kedusha with them. Turning the page, v'yomar kol ha'nusach shel ha'keser o na'ritzcha she'omra shel tzibur b'musaf. Not only could you answer kadosh, 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 but you could say the whole nusach of the kedusha of keser or na'aritzcha that the shi'al tzibur is saying. You could say it with him as you're in shachris when he's in musaf. V'zeh mikri inyan echad, that's all called one inyan. Ki ha'ikir b'kedusha hu kadosh, kadosh, kadosh v'hein shavin la'olam. Because the ikir part of kedusha is kadosh, 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 and that's always the same. And therefore that's considered one inyan, even if the original line of keser is different than the line by shachris, that would be okay, and you would be able to join in. That is the shita of the Rama and how we seem to paskin. Well, it's a little early. Should we start the next simon? It's really for tomorrow night. I guess we'll start for a couple minutes. We'll start simon kuf yud.
Where's the up to kedusha anywhere in
you just finished the mechayim mesim, and now they're up to they're up to.
But were you up to?
What do you mean? You don't say kedusha. You're davening by yourself.
Right. So you just finished mechayim mesim.
Like, yeah. So you join in their kedusha. You're up to the place where you would say kedusha. So you join in their kedusha.
The mechaber before in based about.
Maybe we'll take questions instead. What?
But then we say that you have to really be saying Shemaya Tefillah together with the Chazak. So what's this Achas Mehabrach? Any one of the brachas, or it's really only Atay Shem Kolachon and Leides?
Well, there's only two brachas that we bow. There's only Avos and Hodah. So there's only two options.
Avos, you're not going to be saying Shema Tefillah.
Then then you shouldn't have started in the first place. Eino Chanami. So I guess it's Hatov Shem Cholachon El Hodos. And then you somehow got Shema Tefillah together, and then you went off with the Chazan.
You shouldn't really be starting anyway because you're not going to get Kedusha or Kaddish.
No, maybe you got Kedusha. Maybe you got the Kedusha. Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's start Simen Yud. Simen Yud. is about someone who's traveling, gets into Tfilas HaDerech, and other such halachos. Halacha Aleph, the Mechaber says, B'shas HaDchak, in a pressing situation, Kigonchu Baderech, like you're on the road, O Shehaya Omed B'mokom Shu Tarod, or you're standing in a situation where you're very bothered, V'yare Sheafsi Kuhu, and you're worried that people are going to interrupt you, or you're not able to daven with kavana, the regular long davening. You should daven after the first three brachos. Havinenu. You should say Havinenu. I forgot to say one biralacha that I wanted to say, so let's go back. I'm sorry. There's one biralacha that I wanted to do. The biralacha on the top line on Kuf Lamed Ches. I'm sorry. I'd rather do the Beralacha on the Sifim from today. So the Beralacha is going on Sif Beis. Sif Beis, we said, if you start davening with the Chazan, so the top Beralacha says, Ayin Moshe Gassadim Mishabur Sif Koton Dalad B'Shem El Yerabba. Look what we brought down in the Mishabur and Sif Koton Yedalad B'Shem El Yerabba. The Svirle De Zem Mutter Afilu L'Chadchila. Right? El Yerabba said it's Mutter even L'Chadchila to start the davening with the Shilat Tzibur, as opposed to the Ramos, it's only B'di'evet, the Mishavura brought from the Al Yerabba that it's Mutter even L'Chadchila. Ach, however, says the Beralacha, Im Omad Lihispal Mikodem Hashatz, if you started davening before the Shilat Tzibur, Umito Kavanoso Hameruba, and because of your great Kavano, O Me'eza Sibur, or for some other reason, Higia L'Kedushim Hashatz. In other words, you didn't start Shemoneh Esrei together. You started Shemoneh Esrei before the Shilat Tzibur. But you had some great kavanas and you ended up reaching Kedusha together with the Shilat Tzibur. Oh, lehepach, or the opposite. Shehischil achar shehischil hashatz. You started davening only after the chazan started. O machma sheherich hashatz yigil l'kedusha. Or because of Shilat Tzibur, schlep things out a little bit, you reach Kedusha at the same time. In other words, whether you started first or the chazan started first, somehow you didn't start together, but you ended up reaching Kedusha at the same time. Mashma minei shom deze gam udidei eno mutter rak dieved. That even though the Yerabba says it's mutter to daven mila b'mila with the chazan to start from the beginning and say kedusha with the mila b'mila, that's only when you start it together. But if you only end up in kedusha, then it's not a din l'chadchila, then it's only a din b'dieved. And in note 24 he says, v'im hiskel shmon esrei kodem hashatz, a couple of interesting halachas. If you start shmon esrei before the shilat tzibur, u'kishyegia l'machaya mesim hiskel hashatz chazar hashatz. This happens sometimes. You don't know what they're really up to. You don't know when the chazan is going to start. So you start your shmon esrei and you're right up to machaya mesim, and all of a sudden the chazan starts. So you know what we should do? Should you wait there for kedusha? He's about to get to kedusha, or should you continue onwards? So Hagrash Deblitzky b'shem Leket Yosher says she'eno rashai lahamtin l'shatz. He says the Leket Yosher is you're not allowed to wait for the shatz. You have to continue on in your davening. On the other hand, the Chaim Kinyevsky says she'rashai lahamtin l'shatz k'dei lanos kedusha. Chaim Kinyevsky says you can't wait after mechayim esim because you're up to kedusha. The chazan just started. It's only a little bit of time. Chaim Kinyevsky says you can't wait till he reaches kedusha and say kedusha with him. Ukishhiskil Bishova imashatz, and if you started together with the Shilat Tzibur, Vito Vihiskil Ata Kadosh. You went a drop ahead, you said Ata Kadosh. You forgot about Kedusha. Va'otzigi Ashatz the Machai Mesim, and then the Chaz also gets the Machai Mesim. Rechai Kiyaski says, Shirashai Lanos Kedusha. You are allowed to answer Kedusha, even though you already said Ata Kadosh, which is really after Kedusha. You can answer Kedusha. The Achakach Yaskil Shainis Me'ata Kadosh Shimcha. And then you start again Ata Kadosh. So the fact that you said those two words does not ruin your chances of saying Kedusha with the Chazan. We'll stop here. We'll start the new Simon for real in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.